Well, the potential prosecution of two British Islamic State members who are suspected of beheading Western hostages has moved a step closer. The US says it won't seek the death penalty for the pair, who are accused of being the last two members of a group known as the Beatles due to their British accents. Joining me now is Jason Blazekis, a former director at the US State Department's Counterterrorism Bureau. He worked on the ISIS Beatles case in 2017. Evening to you, Jason.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this case. We all remember the famous cases of kidnapping and beheading not so long ago by a gang of ISIS members. They included the man known as Jihadi John, and these are another two said to have been part of that gang, truly notorious suspected terrorists. So tell us about your progress in trying to get these people tried and facing justice in America.
So back in 2017, I headed up an office that was responsible for the sanctioning of both Alexander Coty and Shafi al-Sheikh, the two individuals subject to the United States' interest in prosecuting the two Beatles, both al-Sheikh and Coty. And of course, there's been the hang-up with respect to the United States and the UK sharing information with one another through mutual legal assistance. Agreements, and hopefully yesterday, when Attorney General Barr sent a letter to the Home Secretary saying that the United States would not pursue the death penalty of al-Sheikh and Coty, perhaps that has now paved the way for the transfer of information from the UK, pending UK Supreme Court further review, to the United States, so the United States can prosecute both al-Sheikh and Coty for the crimes they are alleged to have committed on behalf of ISIS. So this is an exciting moment, I think, in some ways. So the families across the globe, United States families, American families, Spanish, French families, will get some degree of justice for the activities carried out by both Coty and al-Sheikh.
Yeah, and that American undertaking that these men, if and when convicted, would not be executed, that was absolutely crucial, wasn't it? Because the case has been complicated by human rights obligations, and the British government haven't been able to give you the sort of cooperation you wanted.
Correct. You're absolutely right. In that sense, the decision by the Attorney General does pave the way. The challenge now is that of timing. As you and your listeners are probably aware, the United States said that they would like to have this cooperation begin no later than mid-October. And if not, the United States would provide al-Sheikh and Coty to Iraqi authorities, where they certainly could face the death penalty, where the government of Iraq's jurisprudence is very different from UK and United States. So that's a worrisome aspect to this still.
Yeah, so the United States were willing, in principle, Jason, to hand over these men to the Iraqi authorities. And if that were the case, well, look, a lot is known about the way these cases are pursued in Iraq. Trials take place very, very quickly. The evidential base for a judge's decision is often, it looks pretty shaky, and the outcome seems pretty certain. You see large numbers of executions.
Absolutely. It would be a miscarriage of justice from my perspective if that transfer happened. It would, I think, raise many red flags regarding the prosecution of ISIS-related individuals, and there could be egregious human rights violations.
Now, where does the undertaking to that there will be no executions, where does that sit in relation to American law? Of course, law applies differently state to state. We know that. But if these men were to be convicted of this kind of terrorist murder, is there no provision which would provide for execution?
So if the United States was able to prosecute these individuals, there are a number of crimes short of putting forward death penalty related charges that could be pursued. Just one example would be material support charges on both Coty and al-Sheikh. Both individuals are known members of ISIS. They carried out activities on behalf of ISIS. In the United States, if somebody carries out activities on behalf of a designated foreign terrorist organization, they could end up serving at least 20 years in prison. And of course, there's the documentary information out there from late July where there are some incriminating remarks made by both Coty and El-Sheikh saying that they were involved in the illegal detainment of hostages, too. So you have that information now as well that could be leveraged in terms of illegal detainment-related activities that could be charged against both these individuals.
Yeah. Is it possible to have any kind of certainty about what charges they would face and what might be the outcome? There's a range of possibilities, as you say.
Oh, no, absolutely. In the United States, there'll be a jury trial. 12 jurors will come together, go through the evidence, listen to the testimony, most likely testimony, including that from people who were detained and were hostages and captive by these two individuals, amongst many other things. Perhaps also information provided by the United Kingdom authorities, right, to say voice analysis, for instance, which has been part of this holdup as well. So it's impossible to say precisely what those charges will look like. It's impossible to say what the verdict will be. And that's the beauty of the U.S. system. It is actually a deliberative process, a serious process in which individuals be making decisions based on facts and evidence.
Yeah, well, I've no doubt there'll be an awful lot of people in the United States and in this country and elsewhere who are very keen to see this case reach some kind of conclusion. Jason Blazikas, thank you for joining us this evening.